Those roadways that take you to work every day just received their grades this week, and they're not exactly the kind you'd be eager to show your parents.
It's not something that we should be proud of. We need to make sure that we maintain our infrastructure, and if we don't, it's just going to continue to deteriorate on us.
Tom Rockaway chaired this year's Infrastructure Report Card Committee. He says Kentucky's overall GPA, if you will, edged down from a C in 2011 to a C- in 2017. The main culprit? Deferred maintenance and systems that aren't up to modern standards. The areas dragging that grade down were roads, dams, levees, and hazardous waste, all of which landed in the D range. We should note those grades, while not exactly honor roll ready, aren't meant to frighten, but rather to serve as guideposts for legislators weighing where to spend taxpayer dollars.
We rely on all of them every day in some capacity, whether it's our drinking water, roads, transportation. Which one do you want to do without? They all matter. They're all important.
And the price tag can lead to some sticker shock. An EPA assessment found a $6.2 billion funding need for the state's drinking water supplies, while at last check in 2016, Kentucky needed to shell out about $1.6 billion in remedial hazardous waste-related costs. Even with those bills, Kentucky still ranks just higher than the national average, which sits at a D+. In Frankfurt, I'm Josh James reporting.